Hello, everybody. Welcome to Friday's edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Praise God. I'll tell you what, if you'll pay attention, things are going to change and change so fast you'll have a hard time keeping up with them, because God is on the move and He has pulled all the stops. And as Brother Leroy has prophesied this week on this broadcast, 2008, every step you take will be a step of prosperity if you get in His Word and believe God. Hallelujah. Join me in welcoming Leroy Thompson this broadcast again today. I'll tell you, Doc, it's good, isn't it?
It's good to be here.
I mean, it's just powerful, the things that God is doing. You know, it used to seem like, come on, I mean, this thing is so slow. And now it's like God saying, what are you standing around for? Come on, let's get this thing done.
Praise. Let's go to the next level. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, you know, Leroy, when we closed yesterday, we were talking about the complete renewing of our way of thinking, our way of speaking,
believing.
A way of believing. That was the problem that God had in that wilderness out there.
Yes.
He had 2 million slaves on His hand.
Mm-hmm.
Moses didn't think like that. He had allowed his thinking to go down on him. He'd been 40 years out there in that wilderness, but he knew what more than enough was about, because he had lived in Pharaoh's household, and Pharaoh's daughter was his stepmother. I mean, he saw all that, and God did that for a reason, so he could see it and lead the people. Now, in the fourth chapter of Hebrews, where they did not get into trouble because they asked God for too much.
No.
They got into trouble because they wouldn't accept the abundance that He offered them. I mean, they sent people over there and they saw the abundance of it. And they came back. And there wasn't but two men out of the whole bunch that had believed that what God had said was right.
2 out of 12. They brought back some of the stuff.
Yeah. There it was.
They refused God's abundance.
He was put out with them because of it. He called that sin. What kind of sin? Verse 19 of the third chapter says, we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief.
Unbelief.
Now, unbelief that we're talking about, unbelief is not non-belief.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelief in the Bible is believing something other than what God said.
Exactly.
That's unbelief.
That's unbelief. That's
and right here in the third and fourth chapter of Hebrews calls it wickedness, calls it a wicked heart of unbelief.
Yes.
And the thing they wouldn't believe was that they could have that abundance that He set before them.
They could have that abundance which God says He would give them.
Yeah. That's what they wouldn't believe.
We at the same place right now in many instances, because God said He has that same abundance available for the body of Christ.
If it was a wicked heart of unbelief then, it's a wicked heart of unbelief now.
And when the two came back with that report, He called it not only a wicked, He called it an evil report of doubt and unbelief. And the reason He called it that evil report of doubt and unbelief, because He had told them, this is what I'm giving you. And they refused that abundance. Well, you can't hold God if you're refusing it. You see, but you're going to refuse it because if I remember when my mind was not renewed about the Holy Spirit. I remember when my mind was not renewed about faith. And I was a Christian, but my mind, I I couldn't prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God about faith, because I didn't know enough about faith until I learned, studied, had teaching on faith. Then my mind was renewed to be more strong in faith. Well, the same way, we're talking about your mind, your thinking. Your mind has to be renewed with the word of God about God finances. Your mind got to be renewed. And not only your mind had to be renewed, then your believing will be renewed, or your believing going to be take on roots and remove from the unbelief. And then your words are going to speak life, speak abundance, see abundance, feel abundance, think abundance. And there it is, the abundance that always should have been in your life. Jesus said in John 10:10, the thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. I'm come that you might have life. You might have it more abundantly. There he often is there. Ephesians 3:20 said, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think. There it is again. Then you look over in 2 Chronicles, when Jehoshaphat had those five armies coming to against him.
Yeah.
Jehoshaphat called them together after the prophet had prophesied. He says, believe in the Lord thy God, you'll be established. Believe his prophet, and you shall prosper. You go over in the 25th verse, God slayed the enemy. All the goods was laid out. It took them 3 days in gathering of the spoil. It was so much. And that's what God wanted his people to have. Nobody can, in other words, Brother Copeland, nobody can hold back the blessing from you but you. If you put yourself in a position to hear God's word, act on God's word, do what God tells you to do, the blessing will flow
this
in your life.
This world system can't do it. They
can't hold it back. No, they can't hold it
back. People blame it on it, but that isn't it.
Well, the reason it is, they blame it on it, they're too much involved with it. You see, you have to become, for lack of a better word, radical. You have to become a radical Christian. In other words, I believe what God says. I'm going to act on God's word. I'm going to do what God says. You don't have to go tell them, just do it.
Yeah.
You know, you have to speak to yourself in your closet, in your prayer time. You know, speak to yourself. Speak the volume of God's enlargement and God's expansion. God want to expand the body of Christ. He want to enlarge the body of Christ. We need a voice in the financial world. We need to be able to speak from a financial perspective in which God has placed us in.
Yeah.
And this gospel, this gospel needs to get in those areas, and people need to respect. And, you know, that's why people respect your ministry, because you don't work that ministry from roots up to fruit. And it's productive now. And you have partners who love your ministry and who are being benefited from your ministry. And your partners are sharing with your ministry because your ministry has been a blessing to them. So your ministry is known around the world because you and Gloria have been working that word, and that word is producing.
Praise God.
That's why it's producing so much, because they're working the word of God. I have a few questions. On this Friday broadcast, do you want a better life? Do you want to live better than you've been living? Your present condition was shaped by the belief, thoughts, and word of your past. If you want to change it, change your thinking, change your belief, and change your world. In the same time, you're framing your world or framing your finances with the word of God. If you don't like where you are in life, listen to these things. If you simply want to improve your condition, you can change it. You need to know that. Here's another thing. So with these three principles to shaping your world, now this is not just positive thinking. The first principle is thinking on the word of God. And again, let's remind ourselves that we are thinking spirit. I want to go back before I go to the second one is believe in the word of God. You believe in your spirit. You believe in your heart. Mark 11:24, Mark 11:23. And the third principle is confessing the word of God, your speaking spirit. So we're talking about thinking, believing, and confessing. Now remember, in the beginning of the broadcast, we talked about, on Monday, we began to talk about the four things that come from 2 Timothy 3:16.
Yeah.
That's so important, because I've seen so many people's life changed by this. By the divine order of God, by that dismantling of erroneous thinking and teaching, and then the assimilation of truth in your mind with the word of God. It's renewing your mind. And then systematically applying the word of God. You know, Jesus said, James said in James 1:22, don't only be a hearer, but be a doer of the word. So those three ways that you can frame and shape your world is by thinking, believing and speaking. You are what you are and where you are because of what you have thought, what you have believed, and said yesterday. It is a spiritual law of speaking, believing, and thinking. In Matthew 21:22, it says, "And all things, whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive."
You shall receive.
Yeah, but you got to believe. See, and so that framing process is getting your thought process right, getting your heart right, your believing right, and then saying the right thing. That's the way I did it, Brother Coleman. I stayed in the Word of God.
Yeah,
Romans, you know, Romans 4:17 says we have the right to call things that be not as though they were. That's a gift of faith. That's what God gave us. And I use that. I call my situation. When I was not, I was still in debt and I still had financial problem, but I saw the truth. And when I saw the truth, I started thinking it's true. And I started believing the truth. And my wife and my children began to correct our language all throughout the house. We wasn't going to say nothing but what God said. That word brought us from the bottom to the top. That word, God is not a man that should lie. You know that. If he said it, he'll make it good. God watch over his word to perform it. Just like I read it, just like when I believed it and acted on it and got some teaching on it, God's word did exactly what he said it's going to do.
Yes,
and it'll do the same thing for anybody listening.
Praise God.
You know, and word to do it, see. And so, and then here's another point. If you have in your spirit, God has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant, Psalm 35:27, then you ought to be rich. If you got that in your spirit, read that. Read that. Meditate Psalm 35:27. I always say in Psalm 35:27, if God has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant, how much more pleasure he'll have in the prosperity of his son and his daughter.
That's right.
Now, I remember, I don't know about, I learned this under your teaching, Brother Hagin, talking about the flip-flop thing of a scripture, the flip-flop from one side to the other side. So if God have pleasure in the prosperity of his servant, now, this is a low blow, but God has displeasure in the suffering of his children.
Absolutely.
When he provided so
man,
much for them.
I mean, the suffering of Jesus is involved in this. Leroy.
Yeah, I know it. I know it.
Being made a curse for us, and there is poverty outlined all the way through the Bible as a curse. It's never called a blessing, and it has never come because God instituted.
My. And we must not accept it.
No, sir.
And the only way we do is take the Word of God, arm ourselves with the Word of God, with revelation from God's Word, believe it, act upon it, and God's Word will come to pass in our life. You can frame, I know it from a fact, not only from revelation, I know it from experience.
I questioned God. I questioned the Spirit of God. I was so hungry to know the answer, because I realized early on that my thinking was really, really...
Yeah, see, that's what
It was God's... God was not my problem.
Sam here.
My squirrely, messed up thinking was my problem, because it's... Then my speech revealed it.
Yes, he's falling in line.
And I got hold of this, and I look back on it, and I know it was... I know the Spirit of God gave it to me. In order to change the way you think, you choose and think something else. In this case, the Word of God.
Yes.
On purpose.
On purpose.
You choose that and you think that over and over and over and over and over until you begin to think it without having to think about it.
Absolutely. It's part of you.
It's part of you. And God's word will change your mind.
It'll change your spirit. When you receive Jesus as Lord of your life, the Bible says you were born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed by the Word of God, which lives and abides forever. It was the Word that caused that. It is the Word that will renew and change the way you think. But you have to choose it and think it until it has that renewing capacity to your mind.
My, my. See, that's powerful.
And it will absolutely overwhelm your circumstances.
My. You see, while you were talking, the Holy Spirit gave me this. A renewing and a quickening going on at the same time. It's renewing your mind. And the quickening power of the Holy Spirit, or the quickening power of the Word of God, which is spirit and life, begin to produce for lack of a better word, a different timetable within your spirit. It begin to change, add into multiplication. It just begin to show you extraordinary. You know, either you serving an average God, an awful God, or an awesome God. I have chosen to serve an awesome God.
Absolutely.
Some people serve an average God. I do not serve an average God. Nothing average. Absolutely nothing average about God. And if you don't know the truth by deception and by living below your means, by not getting your thinking straight, by not getting your believing straight, and by not getting your confession straight, you'll thank God for some teaching and some treasure that God is an awful God, that he just wants you to penny pinch and barely make it down here, and it never was God. I tell you, according to my mind, I had to get my mind straight. It was my thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I was in this shoebox thinking in what I'd heard when I was a little boy, or what I heard other people say, and I was locked in that shoebox, and I got a little box that I let my grandchildren play with. He got a voice and they said, "Let me out of here! Let me out of here!" I tried that for many years. And when I got a hold of the Word of God, I came out of that box and found a whole brand new world.
Leroy, I remember an incident in my life. I was under so much torment. I knew what God wanted me to do. I knew in my heart that I was supposed to take my family, go to Tulsa. Oral Roberts University had just started, and I was supposed to be there. And I knew that. And I remember sitting in my mother's den. She and I were discussing it, talking about it. I got so frustrated. I got so upset. I said, "Mama, I can understand God healing my body. I understand a little bit about being born again. But Mama, I cannot understand how God could get money to me."
Wow.
I was so frustrated over this.
Yes.
But I didn't have any faith in it, see? And that's the reason I was so frustrated. That fourth chapter of Hebrews says we labor to enter into that rest. Absolutely. Enter into his completed work. Well, I still didn't understand it, and I was disobedient to God to the point I like got my family killed over it. I mean, we had a massive car wreck. When I finally said, "Well, it ain't my business how he gets it to me. That's his business. I know he'll be honest. He'll come by it honest. I don't have to be concerned about this anymore. Come on, we're going to Tulsa."
Absolutely.
Just barely had money enough to get there from Fort Worth. When I did that, I began to have some peace about it. Funny thing of it was, that's the reason you sent me to ORU to start with, was to find that out.
To find it out.
Yeah.
You have to find it out.
That's the reason he'd been for 3 years trying to get me to unhook and follow what he was telling me to do, because that's the very revelation he wanted me to have of seed faith, seed time, and harvest. Praise God. And while I was there, I began to learn how to connect my faith to it. And I got a hold of Brother Hagin's tapes, and I'm working for Brother Roberts, and I'm in all of his meetings, and I'm watching him operate, and I'm listening to Brother Hagin teach me how he's operating. There, with the wealth of it all was there where he called me in the start with. All that misery is because I wouldn't let go and go on
Unbelief and doubt. Unbelief and doubt. If you don't get the proper teaching, unbelief and doubt will eat you up. You got to get the proper teaching. And people have to give up. Just give up those erroneous concepts. Just say, I'm wrong. It's not working. And when you do that, then the Spirit of God.
You're on your way out, right?
You're on your way out. I was outside with a group of people, and the Lord called me and said, I'm going to talk to you. You're going to separate you. I didn't know exactly what he wanted. So I went. My wife and I was in our RV, so I went and I sat in the front seat, and I'm sitting there, and my arm kept doing this. Now, I know money comes, you understand. I know he's talking how to tell people, let's pull. Money comes to me now. Money comes to the body of Christ now. But then the Lord, I kept about six times I did my arm like this. And about the seventh time I did it, he said, release your seed and receive the harvest.
Oh, praise God, yeah.
Release the seed and receive your harvest. Now, I believe you're going to receive an offering today. Isn't it the day offering
day? Today's offering day.
Listen, this came to me prophetically, and this would be a good time for you to put it into practice. The Spirit of God, I just revealed it to my church, but I want to reveal it to you. Release the seed, receive the harvest. See, a lot of times people have been releasing, but they haven't been receiving, or they're trying to receive without releasing. And he said, you know, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 9:10, he gives seed to the sower. Now, at the end of that verse, he says he will increase the fruit of their righteousness. Now, we alluded to the fact that Psalm 112 equate righteousness with wealth and riches.
Yes, it does.
So in that verse is a multitude of God revealing what he would do for one who hallowed their seed properly. You remember, say, he that gives sparingly will receive sparingly. He that gives abundantly will receive abundantly. So I want you who listen to us to practice this. Because God gave it to me. Release your seed and receive your harvest.
Praise God.
Now, would you do that with us today? Would you release your seed and receive your harvest? As a step of faith, I want you to do this with us. I want you to do it because I believe it's from sometimes God give illustration, mm-hmm. He give demonstration mm-hmm. in a way to do something. So everybody who's looking at the broadcast, and I want you to not only do it now, but I want you to continue to do it. Do it by faith. You release your seed and receive your harvest. It's going to be a breakthrough.
Jesus is the Lord of the harvest.
Yes.
And you release your seed to him.
Yes.
But you don't just stand there. You get your mind on the Lord of the harvest, and by faith, believe you receive it. Believe you receive it. It's mine. It belongs to me in Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
Brother Leroy and I'll be back in just a moment.
Brother Copeland really helped us, and Gloria has helped us to feel very encouraged in our faith because we found out we are somebody. We know who we are in Christ now.
It raises your expectancy because you just know when you're all in one accord, God's here and there's going to be something awesome that's going to happen.
So like Brother Copeland, the message that he has is it's for now. It's not just what's going to happen, but it's what God is doing today.
You can be set free from bondages, addictions, and it's just a good place to come and get to know the Lord.
Take the time to intentionally immerse yourself in God's Word and allow it to transform your life. Dive in at the 2008 Branson Victory Campaign. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for 3 days of soaking in God's Word, March 6th to the 8th at the new location of Faith Life Church, 3701 State Highway 76 in Branson, Missouri. Visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.
Now, as we mentioned earlier, Friday is offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victor broadcast because the Lord specifically instructed us to do that this way. Now, listen, it's all that Brother Leroy was talking about, release your seed and receive your harvest, is all right here. Mm-hmm. Let him that taught that's taught in the Word, communicate unto him that teaches. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked.
For whatsoever a man sows, mm-hmm. that shall he also reap. For he that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption.
That's right.
But he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap the life of God. Zoe, life Zoe everlasting.
Life. Yes.
Now you have released it in the Spirit by obeying the Word and obeying what you're taught. When you release it in the Spirit, you begin to receive. Now you're offering, and now it has life in it. It's got life of God in it.
Now you've got
the power to receive it, and here it'll come.
It'll come.
There's absolutely no
it's a
question.
Done deal.
About it. In the name of Jesus. So, do this with us. Say it out loud. I release my seed. I receive my harvest. Do it again. I release my seed. I receive my harvest. Brother Oral Roberts, my spiritual father, just a few weeks ago, Gloria and I went out and visited with him. He can't talk to you without talking about seed, faith, and harvest.
Yeah,
he can't do it.
He's
89 years old, be 90 here in just... He's 90 right now.
Praise God.
And he can't talk to you about it.
Yes.
Without talking about it. He said, tell the people to get their mind on the Lord of the harvest. You sow the seed, but... turn it loose. Get your mind on the harvest and believe you receive it. He said, it's like them old cars we used to drive. He said, put that thing in gear and jerk your foot off that clutch and let that thing go. He said, head toward that harvest with all you got, all your thought and all your words.
My God.
That's exactly what the Lord's given you here to give to us.
Oh, my.
Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you. My goodness, Leroy, what a week this has been, man. Whew. Glory to God. Listen, go to church this weekend. Get in the Word of God and share these things. If you're down in Darrell, Louisiana, you know where to go. Word of Life Christian Center. I'm up there with Brother Leroy and Carolyn and the whole family and a lot of believing people. That's one of the greatest churches you've ever been in your life. We'll see you again next week. Brother Leroy is going to be with us all next week. And until then, this is Kenneth Copeland and Leroy Thompson reminding you again that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries or to order a copy of today's broadcast, log on to our website at kcm.org or call us toll-free 800-575-4455. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you with teaching tools, prayer, and other ministry resources to help you live in faith and victory every day. This is the year of fullness of blessing, a time for you to receive the blessing without measure.